Yuichiro Tokuda is a rising star in the Japanese jazz scene. He recently performed at the Borneo Jazz Festival. He says he almost didn't go because of the chaos and sorrow in his country following the earthquake and tsunami. But in the end, he says he decided to perform as a way to help heal. Maria Bakalapolo met up with Tokuda and his quintet at the festival and sent this story.
Even during rehearsals, Yuichiro Tokuda channels everything into his music. He says jazz resonates here in Japan.
Pop music, just sing, melody, lyrics, and maybe 3 minutes or 4 minutes, but jazz, no limit.
Tokuda's concert at the Borneo Jazz Festival is his first since the earthquake and tsunami hit. He says he hopes his music can help provide some comfort.
I won't not tell my heart to the injury. I won't tell them. Please be more happy. I want to tell them. Yeah, I can play with my saxophone.
Tokuda first encountered jazz in 1996 when he was 16 and his father dragged out an old collection of LPs. He says when he heard American jazz legends like alto saxophonist Paul Desmond, he was hooked. Though he's clearly influenced by American jazz, Tokuda also shows his Japanese roots, the scales, and the reinterpretation of traditional music.
The Japanese traditional songs is very lyrical and nostalgic. Hamabe no Uta, the lyric means people walking on the beach, beautiful ocean, beautiful view. So Japan is island, right? There is an ocean everywhere around Japan. So we love ocean. Ashita hamambe wo sama ayo eba mukashi no koto.
Yuichiro Tokuda says his mother always sang the song. It's from Tohoku, which was devastated by the tsunami. During the concert, Tokuda put aside his saxophone and took up a song about the sea. He dedicated it to the victims of the tsunami. Tokuda says some jazz musicians are playing in Tokyo's clubs to raise money for relief efforts. He's not ready to do that. But he does have a plan in mind.
My wife's family is living in Fukushima. So 2 years ago, I went to play some jazz music to junior high school. I cannot forget about their face when they listen to my music. So maybe we should go again.
But then he says not yet. It's still a difficult time. He'll go when people are ready to hear his music. For the world, I'm Maria Bakalapolo in Borneo.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.